for December, for this month, God willing, if we can get through, I'd like to read a passage from Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26 to 33. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." This is too big a passage to cover in 10 minutes. We'll break it up into several pieces. A couple of highlights I wanted to mention, but we will emphasize as a backdrop verse 23. Because about Jesus Christ, about his unique ministry, about his unique character, Scripture says that he will be great. Have we considered the greatness of Jesus and the greatness of his name? Have you ever thought about the word name? A name is something that we use to describe people, to name people, to describe things, to describe animals, to describe trees and plants and life in general. Names in Scripture are usually descriptive, especially in the Old Testament. Eve means the mother of life or the mother of living. The word Jesus, as you know, comes from a word that means Savior or Jehovah or Lord is salvation. Names in the Bible were very often descriptive of somebody's ministry. A lot of the prophets, their names meant something. In Genesis chapter 3, when God created Adam, remember God gave him a specific job. It says that God brought all the animals and the birds to Adam. And Adam's job was to give them a name, a description. An elephant, a giraffe, a hippopotamus. It appears from Genesis that God had already named many other things. God had created and named the sun and the moon and the stars. Elsewhere in Scripture, we read that God knows the names of the stars by name. We read specifically that God gave names to trees and plants, and one tree in particular. It was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the name of that tree. So you see, names describe things. As we begin to read chapter 4 of Genesis, we begin to find groups of names, lists of names. What we call this, what we name this in our language, is a genealogy. In Russian, we use the word родословие. Words about birth. Over the years, as I've talked to people about their Bible reading habits, something I've noticed over and over again is while most people admit to reading the Bible, most also admit to skipping genealogies. Some of the names are hard to pronounce, but if one of those hard to pronounce names was yours, I think you would want everybody to know how to pronounce it properly in the right dialect and in the right accent. Genealogies in the Bible are important and were important, especially to God's people. Because generation would pass on to the next generation their land and their inheritance. And the way you could prove that the land belonged to you is by having your birth records, your birth certificate. A genealogy is similar to our birth certificates in our time. And it was necessary because at that time, the country was agricultural. We spent several weeks talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, where at the end of the harvest, when God had sent rain and the people had worked hard, they had a produce that they could live off of for the next year. And to put a claim to the land, you had to be able to prove where you descended from. And so we have in Luke chapter 3 and in Matthew chapter 1, we have a genealogy of Jesus Christ that proves to us who he is and where he came from and what family he came from and what country he came from and what his nationality was. Jesus had many names in the Bible, and we'll look at them in the coming weeks. But here in Matthew 1:1 and in Luke 3 verse 23 and verse 38, I want to bring to our attention today four specific names that Scripture gives to Jesus. In Matthew 1:1, he is called the Son of David. And in the same verse, he's called the Son of Abraham. So whose son was he? In Luke chapter 3, verse 23, he is called the Son of Joseph. And in verse 38, he's called the Son of God. So whose son was Jesus Christ? All of the above. Joseph was not his literal physical father, but he was the man that adopted him and raised him. And he was the engaged man and the future husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. He was indeed the son of David in terms of he came from the line of David. He was in the royal line, and Jesus Christ had the birth certificate to prove that he descended from David. And when Jesus said, "I am the way," he was pointing to the fact that he was the one that had been promised in 2 Samuel chapter 7 to David, where God promises David, "On your throne and from your seed will come a royal line that will forever sit on the throne of Israel." And the promise of the angel to Mary here in verse 33 is that he will reign on the throne of his father David, and it was his kingdom, there will be no end. And that promise for a future kingdom of Jesus Christ is yet future for both Israel and for us, the church. When it talks about being the son of Abraham, it means that Abraham is the father of this nation, but also the father of all who believe. And he is that promised seed that was promised to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15 that would crush the head of Satan. So Jesus has many names. And being called the Son of David, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, points to God's promise of a future coming Messiah who would save his people from his sin, according to what the angel told Joseph, who became his adopted father. In Luke 3:38, when it says that he is the Son of God, when you read the genealogy of Jesus, it starts with Jesus and it works backwards. And it goes all the way back to it ends with saying, who was Adam, who was the Son of God. And so Jesus Christ, that reference there is a reference to the deity of Jesus Christ, to the fact that Jesus was Emmanuel, which means God with us. And not only Jesus appeared in the flesh, John says, but remember, Emmanuel means with us. And Jesus, when he gave his disciples the Great Commission, he says, "Go and teach, go to the ends of the world, and I am with you. I am Emmanuel to the end of the world. I will be with you always, even to the end of our age." And so many times in these texts, we encountered the word name. Chapter 1, there was a man, and Bible calls his name was Zacharias. Zacharias has a name, and Scripture names her Elizabeth. Chapter 1 discusses their child who was named John the Baptist. There is an angel who is named Gabriel. Gabriel appeared to a virgin who was named Mary. She was engaged to a man who was named Joseph. And to Mary and to Joseph in Matthew and to Mary here in Luke, the angel says, "You will have a son and you will name him Jesus." Jesus means Lord is salvation. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And so we have the genealogy of Jesus. It says in Matthew 1:1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Those of you that have Mormon friends, you know that they put a lot of emphasis on their genealogy because they teach and they believe that you can get baptized for people that have already died and they will become saved. And in a Mormon theology, to be saved means to become a god. And this, of course, contradicts what Scripture teaches us. But what I want to say is they have created libraries all over the world that are full of books of genealogies. The genealogy of Jesus Christ speaks about the family of God, of which we are a part. We are born into this family. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, you must be born again. And when you're born again, you become part of the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. In addition to that, Genesis 5:1, we find this phrase in the Old Testament. Genesis 5:1 says, the book of the genealogy of Adam. All of us are born into the family of Adam. But all of us that are born into the family of Adam die. The wages of sin is death. And so the question for today is, which book and which genealogy do you belong to? Are you in the book of Adam only? Or are you part of the book's Lamb of Life, in which your name is written by God Himself, who chose you before the foundation of the world to be saved? And so, have you met this man who was God that became flesh to bring us redemption? Have you been born into His family? We'll pick up next time with what the angel tells Mary in verse 26. But for today, may God bless His word. Amen.